Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Ruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Meseches Chulin Daf Memches. And we're going to start with the halacha of Rea Hasmucha Ledoifen. That means, as Rashi and Taisus are both Masber and Kama Makaimis within the Sugya, that there was a reya that was stuck through a sircha to the daifin. And the question at hand is, what caused the sircha to develop through which the reya became stuck to the daifin? Is it makar from the reya, or is it makar from the daifin? If it's makar is from the reya, it's going to be a treifa. If it's makar is from the daifin, it will not be a treifa. And the Gemara brings down three shittas as to when we are chayshish that it comes from the reya, and it's a treifa, and when do we say that it comes from the daifin and it's not a treifa? Before we discuss the three shittas, we have to speak out, what nafkamina does it make if the sircha stems from the reya or the sircha stems from the daifin? So the emes is that in the sugi of sirchas, earlier, like we spoke about in the shir to daf mevav, there are two mahalchim, the mahalach of Rashi and the mahalach of Taisus. Rashi's mahalach is, ein sircha b'loy nekev. Every sircha is the result of a nekev, which gets plugged with the fluids that run through the reya or other places in the guf, and that's what creates a sircha. So be'emes, according to that, if the sircha stems from the reya, it's understandable why that will be a treifa, because that means that there's a nekuvas areya, which caused the sircha to happen. Nekuvas areya is a treifa. But if the sircha stems from the daifin, so what that would mean is that it started off with a nekev or some kind of maka in the daifin, and through that, the sircha developed. Therefore, it's going to be kosher, because a nekev or makan the daifin is not a treifa. However, shita sataisis over there is that be'emes, a sircha can develop without a nekev. Naturally, because of the fluids that the reya breathes in and out, or other fluids that take place in the body, that can cause a sircha to develop. The reason why a sircha in the reya in Aifin, that it goes Shalaika Sidra and Kamavura in the Sugi earlier, is a treifa. That's because when the Reya inflates and deflates, that's going to cause pressure on the Sircha. Therefore, the Sircha will pull at the Reya, and that will cause a Nekev to happen. So the Metzias of a Sircha is Agadant like a Matzev of Soife Linakev. Soife Linakev has a din of a treifa. Kol Zeh, we are Mavar Be'ezus Hashem Bariches in the Shir Tadaf Memvav. Now, as far as Arasig is concerned, L'chayre, L'fishit is a taisus, it's sarach bir. Because what nafkamina does it make if the makar of the sircha comes from the reya, or if it comes from the daifin? Mimanav shach, because of the action that happens within the reya, that's going to pull at the sircha, and eventually it's going to make a nekev. And there's a chshash that that nekev might be a nekev in the reya, not a nekev in the daifin. So what nafkamina is there if we're taila that it came from the reya, or taila came from the daifin? Mimanavshach, the chshash should be equal as to whether or not that will make a nekem of the reya or not. So this question has been posed by the Rajba earlier on Daf Memvav, and he says as follows. He says, naturally, the reya is made out of a softer material than the daifin. So if it's going to pull out one of them, what it's going to rip is the reya, which is soft, and not the daifin. But all that is true if there was no maka in the tzad of the daifin from which the sircha was developed. But if there's a maka in the daifin, and from there the sircha grew out, then adarabe, the daifin ends up being more soft than the reya, and it's going to pull at the daifin, and the tzad of the reya will not make a whole bechlal. Ad kan the hakdama to the sugya. And now, let's be masber, the three shitas that the sugya talks about, and we will explain them, bein lefi shitas Rashi, and bein lefi shitas Hataisvas. The emes is, the three shitas in the sugya are really Shalei Shehem Shtayim. There are two main shitas, and within the second shita, there are two variations. The first shita is the shita of Rabbi Yosef Bar Menyumi Amar Rav Nachman. He holds that a reya smucha l'daifin be'emes ein chayshana. We're never chayshish that it came from the reya, and we're toilet that it came from the daifin. Unless it's a case of helsot smachim, that's going to be an indication that it came from the reya. But naturally, in a regular case, ein chayshin, and misafik halacha is, it's going to be kosher. That's the first shita. The second shita, which is Mar Yehuda Meshmei Davimi, he holds that we're always chayshish. whether or not it was Helsa Tzmachim or not, we're always Chayshish. Even if it was not Helsa Tzmachim, we're still Chayshish that the Makar of the Sircha came from the Reya, and therefore it's going to be a Treifa. The only Heichatimsa in which we're Mekel and we're not Chayshish, that's only if you do the formula that Ravin Bar Shiva taught us, and he says you take a sharp knife and you peel it away from the Daifin, and you check if there's a Maka in the Daifin. If there's a Maka in the Daifin, that's going to teach us to be Mekel in a case where it's not Helsa Tzmachim, like Taisus speaks out. But otherwise, if you don't do that method, naturally, a suffix, if it comes from the Reya or Daifin, we're going to be Machmir. That's the second Shita. And the third Shita, that's the Shita of Rabbi Nechemi, Reder of Yosef. He, Bamas, also holds like Shita Savimi, that we're a Machmir, even when it's not Helsa Tzmachim. But he's even more Machmir. He holds that even if you're going to do that method, and peel away the sircha and notice that there is a makah b'dayfin, it's still not enough to be makshir. We have to add on the method that he explains where you put the reya inside warm water and you check if there's a hole or not. Taisus earlier on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, which continues to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, he says that this halacha from Nechemi Reder of Yosef is be'emes just a chumra ba'alma. First of all, because even if be'emes there is a hole, but presently it's plugged up by Ayde the Sircha. So the fact that when you put it in warm water, we don't see that it bubbles, is not an indication that Be'etzem there's no hole. V'ayid, Bishlam, according to Shitas Rashi, that every Sircha means that there is already a Nekev, so there's a Makam to be Baidik for a Nekev. But if he taisis his Shita, like we mentioned, that even if there's a Sircha, there isn't yet a Nekev. It's just a Treifa because Saifili Nekev, so for sure there's no hole. So putting it in warm water and checking if there's a hole will not tell us whether or not it came from the Reya or from the Daifin, and if it's Saifili Nakev or not. Elamaisa Taisis is just a Chumra Ba'alma. So Be'emes, he really, Min Adin, holds exactly like the Shita of Mar Yehuda Mishmei Davimi, that Me'ikra Adin were Machmir, unless we find a Makev Daifin, that teaches us to be Mekel. Hayyitze, in short, we have two main Shitas. The first Shita, which is Rabbi Yosef Ben Yumi Amar Rab Nachman, he holds that B'machmir, where there's a Suffolk, if it came from the Reya or it came from the Daifin, were Mekel. And the Shita of Mar Yehuda Mishmei De'Avimi, and Be'emes, that's the Shita of Rav Nechemi Beder of Yosef, is that B'makim such a Suffolk, Be'emes were Machmir, unless we peel it away and we find a Makke B'Daifin. So Tzorech Bir, B'met Toli, this Machlaikis, if B'Ikar Adin were Mekel or a Machmir, B'makim Suffolk. So the Rajman Arasugya brings down two Pirushim, and in order to understand these two Pirushim, we have to chazer over a major Machlaikis Rishayim in a Machlaikis Amirayim that we spoke about earlier on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis talks about Yashav Kites Veveshet. If a thorn sits in the Veshet, are we Chayshish for a Nekev or not? And the Gemara over there brings down the Shita of Ula, which says that we're not Chayshish for a Nekev. The Gemara Behemshech over there says that this is Be'emes Toloi in a Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel later on Daf Nun Gimel, whether or not a Suffolk Drusa, if we're Chayshish, that it's a Trefa, that it's a Drusa, or not. What's the Bira Machlaikis? So on this, there's a major Machlaikis Rishayim. First, we're going to say over the Pshat of Rabbeinu Yaina and the Rajbe and the Ran, earlier on Daf Yud. They hold that Be'emes, this is Mitli Talui, what the Halacha is by every Suffolk Trefa. Mitzad Echad, we know that the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud says that if a Ze'ev comes and takes away the Bnei Me'ayim and brings it back with the Nekev inside, and we have a suffix whether or not the Ze'ev created the Nekev or there was a Nekev already there before the Ze'ev took it. So Rav Huna over there says the klal is that once an animal is geshachten, it's b'cheskas heter ad she'yivad l'cha b'meh nitrifa. That sounds like every suffix treifa, there's a cheskas heter and we go l'kula. However, Ben Yaina, the Rajman, the Ran say the Be'emes, that's not true, because already we paskin like Shita Shmuel and Daf Nun Gimel, that a Suffolk Drusa, we go l'chumra. Elamai Be'emes, every Suffolk Trefa, we should go l'chumra. The only reason why we're Mekel in the case of the Ze'ev is because over there it's Reglayim L'davar, that the Ze'ev was the one who made the Nekev, and we don't assume that there was a Nekev earlier. But a regular Suffolk Trefa, we're going to go l'chumra. That's Shita Shmuel. However, Shitas Rav over there on Daf Mem Gimel and Shitas Ula on Daf Mem Gimel on the base, their Shita is that all Suffolk Trefas we go Lakula. So I might say that there's a major Machlaikis Ha'amirayim, Lashitas Rabbeinu Yaina and the Rajman and the Ran, whether in all Suffolk Trefas we go Lakula, or whether in all Safek Trefus we go lechumra, chutz from the case of Ze'ev. What's the Bira Machlekes? So there's a lot of raid in this in the Akranim, and we're going to say over the Mahalach of the Shev Shmaitze in Shmaitze Hei Perek Tes. He says the Bira Machlekes is whether or not we're Mechzekinon Me'iser Le'iser. Because Be'emes, before the animal was Geshachten, there was an Iser of Avram and Achai. After the animal is geshachten, there is no longer any Isser of Avram and Achai, but we have a suffix. Maybe now there's an Isser of Trefa. So are we Machzikinim Isser le'Isser, so therefore a suffix Trefa is Becheskas Isser? Or do we say, Ein Machzikinim Isser le'Isser, and the animal is not Becheskas Trefa? That's the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba and the Ran, Al Pi Biurei of the Shev Shmaitze. However, the Shita of Taisis earlier, on the Afmemdal and Amadbez is, that Be'emes, by a suffix trefa, we go lekula. And obviously, he holds, Zuck to Shmaitze, that Ein Machzikinam Yisrael Yisrael. The reason why, according to Shmuel, the Lach is that a suffix drusa, we go lechumra, that's specifically by a drusa, because it's Shchiach. And being that it's Shchiach, that it actually was Nidras, therefore, there's a special chumra in the case of drusa specifically. Now, we have to speak out, that even if we don't hold the machzakinam iser le'iser, so there is no cheskas iser, but why would that mean that a suffix trefa we go lekula? L'chayra, even b'makam where there's a suffix ashakol, the klal is suffix deraisa lechumra. So we should go lechumra machmas dat. So in this, there's a big arichas in the Rishayim and the Achrayim, and you can listen to the shir that we said b'siyata the Shmaya on the Afmemdal and Amadbeis for various pirushim in this inyan. But we're going to say, Letzarech this year, one short pshat, from Kamach Reinem, Ein Reb Kivi Eger, Anaf Memdal and Amad Beis, and the Beis Halevi, in Chelik Beis, Simon Chafalef, and the Shar Yosher, in Shar Beis, Perik Yudches, and more. And there, Mo'er, that Be'emes, every Suffolk Trefa, Be'emes also has a Cheskes Haguf, that it's not a Trefa. Because we could assume that an animal was born not a Trefa, like the Gemara says on the Fyud and the Fyud Aleph, that Rav animals are not Trefas. And even if afterwards something is ma'ir us that maybe this animal did become a treifa, it's mecheskas aguf that it did not become a treifa. So even if you hold the machzakinam isal iser and there is a cheskas iser, connected that there's a cheskas aguf saying that it's not a treifa. But that just makes that the two chazakas cancel each other out, and therefore we should go lechumra, midin sofek deraisa lechumra. So that's going to be the shita of the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ran, according to Shitas Shmuel. However, if you hold that Ein Machzikinam Isser Le'Isser, like the Shita of Taisus is L'Kuli Alma, and the Shita of Rav and Ula is L'Das, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, and the Ran, then we're left with a Cheskes Haguf to the Tzad of Heter, and therefore we could be Mekel, and we don't Aser it Mitzad Adin of Safek D'Araisa L'Chumra. Ad Kan, a basic overview on the Nidan, how to understand the Machlekes, if Safek Trefes we go Lekula or we go Lechumra. Now, getting back to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, and the Ran, that they hold that the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is whether or not Machzakinam Isser Le'Isser, and therefore we have to be Machmer by every Safek Trefa, I'll pee that, Zuck the Rashba and our Sugya as well, that that's also the underlying Machlekes between Rav Nachman and Avimi. Rav Nachman, who says, Ein Chayshishin by Reyes Mukhala Daifin, he holds, like the Shita of Rav and Ula, that we're not Chayshish by Safek Drusa, and the beer is going to be, like we're Mazbe B'Shem the Shmaitze, because he'll hold, Ein Machzikinam Yisrael Isser. Mashiach in the Shita of Avimi, Zok the Rashba, his Shita is like the Shita of Shmuel, that by Safek Trefa we do go to Chumra, and the beer is going to be, because Machzikinam Yisrael Isser. That's the first shot that the Rashba says, in our sugya, and it works l'shitasai in the sugyas earlier. A second shot that the Rashba says in our sugya, that be'emes we can say that Bein Rav Nachman and Bein Avimi, both of them hold like the shita of Shmuel, that a suffix trefa we go l'chumra, and the beer will be because machzakinam iser le'iser, and nevertheless, still Rav Nachman holds that we can be mekel. Why? Zog the Rashba, because the beer of the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Avimi is how to understand every sircha. Although we mentioned that Shitas Rashi earlier on Daf Mem Vav is Ein Sircha B'Lei Nekev. Zog the Rashba, that's not so pashut. Rav Nachman holds that every Sircha is a Suffolk if there's a Nekev. It could be Machmas a Nekev, and it could be Stam a Makah. Avimi holds that vaday every sircha comes machmas hanekev. But Rav Nachman holds it's a suffik. So Rav Nachman therefore holds that in a case where you have a sircha that vaday comes from the reya, like that you see it comes between one lobe to the other lobe in the reya, or like in a case of helsit smachim, there anyway it's only a suffik if it's machmas a nekev or machmas hamakev. And it's going to be asr midin suffik trefas l'chumra. However, in a case where there's a suffik gufa, if it came from the reya or in the case, or it came from the daifin, it turns out that it's a svek sveka. Suffik if it's from the daifin or from the reya, and even if it is from the reya, there's a suffik if it's machmas a nekev or machmas a makeh. And it's going to be mutter midin svek sveka. Mashenken avimi, who he holds, that every sircha is vade from a nekev, so if you see a vade sircha, it's a vade trefa, and in a case where there's a suffik, if it's from the reya or the daifin, there's only one suffik where it comes from. But on the tzad that it comes from the reya, it's vadei nekev, and therefore it's going to be a treifa. Those are the two pirushim of the Rashba. Now, all this is good, lefi the Rashba, l'shitasai, like he says, as we explained, his shita with the ime is that the machlekes between Rav Shmuel and Rav and Ula is if we're machmer by suffik treifas, or Remekel by Suffolk Treifus. And the only reason why Shmuel's Shita on Daf Nun Gimel is that we're Machmir by Suffolk Drusa, that's because there's a specific Svara in regards to Drusa, because it's a Dover Deshchiach, so we're not Saimich on the Cheskas Heter. And so too in regards to a Yashav Kites Beveshet, being that the Tshchiach that actually made a hole in the Nekev, Taisvis and Masech Yevamis on the Flamid is Masbir, that there too it's Daime to Suffolk Drusa, and because of its Shechichos, we're Machmer. But by any other Suffolk Treifos, the halacha is that we always go Lekula, like the Pashas of the Memra of Rav Huna earlier on Daf Yud. So the Chayr, according to him, in our Sugya, Bishlam Mashitas Rav Nachman, that's understandable. Because if you have a Suffolk, if it's a Treifa, if you have a Suffolk, if the Sircha came from the Reh or from the Daifin, we go Lekula. But Shitas Avimi Yishver, why does he hold that Misuffolk, we are Chayshish? And Mitzad Sheni, the second shot of the Rashba, how he explains why according to Rav Nachman were Mekel, that also doesn't work according to Taisvis. That doesn't work according to Shitas HaTaisvis on Daf Mem Vav in regards to Sirchas. Because the second Mahalach of the Rashba was that there's a Svek Sveka. Suffik if it came from the Daifin or from the Reya. And even if it came from the Reya, it may not mamish be Machmas HaNekev, it could be Machmas HaMaka Ba'alma. That only stems according to Shitas Rashi that a Sircha is an indication of a Nekev. But according to Shitas HaTaisvis, that a Sircha creates a Nekev, there's only one Suffik. So according to that Mahalach, according to Taisvis, we cannot be Masber, the Shita of Rav Nachman, that's Mekel. So according to Shitas HaTaisvis, we obviously have to say that Be'etzem, Shitas Rav Nachman is a simple Shita. Because Taisvis' Shita is that every Suffik Trefer will always Mekel. That's Shitas Rav Nachman. Shitas Avimi, we're going to have to be Masber, that he holds that when there is a Sircha that stretches from the Reya to the Daifin, unless we actually see a Makkah on the Tzad of the Daifin, like the method of Rav and Bar Shava, we always have to be Chayshish that's going to create a Nekev in the Reya. Because Al Pi Rav, such a situation is going to pull at the Reya and make a hole there. So it's specifically here that Avimi says Ramachmer, because of a local Svara, but Avada globally, Avimi is going to be Maideh, like Shitas HaTaisvis says, L'kuli Alma, that a Suffolk Treifa, we're going to be Mekel. So Hayotze B'Kitzer is that we have three Pirushim, how to be Masber, the Machlaikis, between Rav Nachman and Avimi, and Rav Yosef Bar Nechemya, who holds like Avimi, if we're Mekel by a Suffolk when the Sircha comes from the Daifin to the Reya, or we're Machmer in such a case. Lefi the Rashba is first shot, they're arguing in the general Machlaikis, if a Suffolk Treifas is Lahachmer or Lahakel. And we are Masber al Pidah Pshat of the Shav Shmaitze, that it's totally if you hold Machzakina Me'isr Le'isr or not. According to the second Pshat of the Rashba, everybody holds that a Suffolk Treifas were Machmir, but specifically over here, Rav Nachman is going to be Mekel because it's a Svek Sveka. And according to Shitas HaTaisvis, it's going to be Farkert. Everybody holds that a Suffolk Treifas were Mekel, and specifically over here, Avimi is going to be Machmir. Adkan this Shikol, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down another memra of Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Amar of Nachman, Reya Shanikva V'Doifin Seismasa Ksheira. And the Gemara is Masber, that it's talking about B'Makam Rebisei, like Rashi is Masber, the area of the chest cavity, which gets narrower, so that the daifin is saisim the raya properly. On that, the Gemara brings down a memor of Ravina. Amar Ravina v'hu desavich bevisra. An extra tanai in order that the raya shenikva and the daifin saisim it should be kosher. To which the Gemara brings down a kasha that Rabbi Yosef asks to Ravina. How does that stem with the brisa that says, in regards to krutz shavcha, that if it's nikiv, it's pasul, but if it's nistam, it's kosher? And the brisa ends off, v'zehu psul shachayzo lehechsherei. To which the Gemara is medayik, v'zehu is coming to be memayit something. L'chayr is coming to be memayit this case of reish and nikva and daifin seis masa. And the Gemara answers, loy lim'utei krum sha'olam achmas makabareya de'enar krum. So now we have to understand, what's the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Ravina? Rav Nachman, who simply says, reish and nikva v'daifin seis masa k'shera, and Ravina, who's maisif v'hu desavach b'visra. And we also have to understand, what was the shaka v'tarya in the kasha of Rabbi Yosef to Ravina from Krutz Shavcha and the diak of the word v'zehu and the Gemara's answer. So if you're ma'ayin, you'll find three pirushim in the Rishayim of the Sinyan. Rashi in Arasugya, Taisus in Arasugya b'shem, the Chuvas Rav Sar Shalom Goin, and the Rashbe in the Mishmeres of Bayis on the Taurus of Bayis in Bayis Sheni Shar Gimel. And we'll start with Shitas Rashi. Rashi is mefarish that the entire sugi is talking about where there was a sircha between the Reya and the Daifin, just as in the Makam Rabisei, like we were Masber, so the sircha stays strong over there. So Rav Nachman over there says that alone, that it stays strong because it's B'makam Rabisei, that makes it a kind of a sircha which is going to be kosher. It's a kosher plug. To which Ravina is Maisef, then no, it only is Meskayim, only if it's Soruch Lebasar, only if the sircha is attached to the meat, which is between the ribs. But if it's attached to the rib itself, that doesn't get a good grip, and in such a case, it's going to be a trefa. It's important to point out that this Rashi is obviously going according to the Mahalach, that what's wrong with every time that there's a nekev and it gets filled up with a krum or a sircha, is that the sircha is ainim eskayim. Therefore, in a case that it is eskayim, according to Rav Nachman, it's always eskayim in this case, according to Ravina Akapanim, when it's sorach to the basar, it's not going to have the usual problem, and it's going to be kosher. However, it's important to point out that earlier in our Shir to Daf Mem Gimel, we brought down that some Achreinim are Medayik and Rashi over there, that his Shita is that in all situations, any time it starts off with a Nekev, it's impossible afterwards to be Machsheret. This Rashi, however, in our Sugi is Mavur, not like that, and Al Kalpanim, his Shita here is that Be'etzem, theoretically, it is possible to be Machsheret if we'll find a Sircha or a Krum that will be Neskayim. Just usually it's Einem Neskayim. That's why Al Kalpanim, in this case, Rav Nachman L'Shita say, and Ravina L'Shita say, it's going to be Kosher. Now the Gemara's Kasha L'Fi Rashi from Krutz Shavcha is just a Diuk from the Lashon V'zehu. V'zehu is Mashma that this is the only situation where we could rely on the plug. But in all other situations, we cannot rely on the plug. To which the Gemara answers, it's not true. V'zehu is only coming to be Mayit, a classic case of Krum Sha'olam Machmas Makabareya, because the usual Krum is not Miskayim, like Rashi speaks out. But in this case, that it is Miskayim, we cannot be Medayik from V'zehu, that it's not going to be Kosher. What's important to point out, according to Rashi, is that Behemes, this question which Rabbi Yosef poses to Ravina, he could have asked even on Rav Nachman's Shita. On Rav Nachman, who says that Stam, if Daifin Sasmas is Kshera, it's for sure shver from the diak of Krutz Shavcha, that's mashma v'zehu, and no other situation. This is a ore which remains shver l'shitas Rashi. Taisus, however, is mefarish differently, and that's going to answer the previous ore. Zog Taisus, b'shem the tshuvas Rav Sar Shalom Goin, that the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Ravina is whether or not we need a sircha b'chlal. According to Rav Nachman, even if there is no sircha, le'sarich v'le'savich, the etzem fact that the hole in the Reya is next to the daifin, which the daifin is saisamit, that makes that it's not a trefa lichatchila. So it's not as if that there's a nekev which makes it a trefa, and then afterwards there's a tikkun because of the daifin. But rather, the nekev never gets a shem nekev, because of the fact that it's adjacent to the daifin, so it's as if it's plugged lichatchila. However, Ravina disagrees, and he holds that in that situation, it does get a Shem Nekev, and the only thing that's machsherit is because afterwards a sircha develops, that sircha serves as a plug and a tikkun to the nekev, and afterwards it becomes kosher. So according to Rav Nachman, it's kosher lechatchila, and according to Ravina, it's only kosher afterwards when the tikkun takes place. According to this mahalach, Zok Taisvis, we can understand why Rav Yosef specifically asked his kasha on Ravina and not on Rav Nachman, because Ravina is the one who's being mechadish that there's such a possibility of a psul being chayzer lechsherei. According to Rav Nachman, it never was possible, never was treifa in the first place. But according to Ravina, it's shver that the brisa says v'zehu psul chayzer lechsherei. Specifically, only by kris shavcha can such a hechsher after a psul take place. But by treifa, it should be impossible. To which the Gemara answers that no, this is only coming to be ma'id krum sha'ala machmas hamaka bereya, which is davar she'ena miskayim. But in this case, where it's a davar hamiskayim, we can have a situation of absorbing chayzel achsherei, and it's not nismayit from the brisa. That's the mahalach of Shitas HaToisvus. The Rajman, Mishmeres Abayis, he's mefarish a different way. And we have to remark them that the Shita of the Rajba over there is that there's no such concept bechalal of a treifa becoming kosher afterwards. A treifa is never chayzel achsherei, and he brings rise to that, specifically from a Gemara in the fourth parak that says mefurish, that a treifa is ein chayzer lehechsherei. And the lumdus to that, we were masber previously in the shir on Daf Mem Gimel, b'shem, the chedusha Reb Shleim Haiman, and Reb Chanan Wasserman, in Kovitz Biurim and Chulin. They say, because what makes a treifa, according to the Rashba, is not the continued mitzias that it's ein chaya, but rather the maisa treifa gives it a shem treifa. The fact that it was nitraf makes that it's chal, a shem, and an isser of treifa in the animal, and the fact that the metzias changes later is not mafkia, the shem of the isser, once it's there. Zokter Rashba, Rav Nachman, who says in Arasugya that daifin sasmas is ksheira, he obviously has to hold that even without a sircha afterwards, it's kosher to begin with, which is also like Shitas HaToisvus, b'shem Rav Sar Shalom Gain. Ravina, who he says that it has to be sarach bevisra, so he holds that you need something more in order to make it kosher. Ravina be'etzam Zok Rashba also agrees in concept that there's no such thing as something being a treifa and afterwards it being chayzer lachsherei. Just Ravina has a different worry. He's worried that the daifin which is saisam dereya sometimes through a lot of movement could cause that there should be a separation between the daifin and the reya, and then the nekev will be exposed and then it will become a treifa. So as a safeguard, Ravina holds that we cannot be mata the animal unless a sircha grows between the reya and the daifin, and that's going to ensure that that separation doesn't take place. So this, as is mashma from the Rashba, is a chshash and a takana midirabanan. They were geyser to aser an animal that has a nekev, even if it's next to the daifin, unless the sircha is there because of the chshash. Zok the Rashba, the Gemara's kasha from the diak of the brisa of a zel psulachayzel achsherei is that it's mashma that there's no such metzias as a chalois psul afterwards having a hechsher in regards to dreifus. So that's shver and ravina as well. Being that at a certain point the nekev is there without a sircha, so if we would have shechted it at that point it would have been treifa, even though it's only midrabanan, but a kapanam it didn't treifa would have had. Afterwards, when a sircha grows, how could that be chayzer lahachshira? Because the klal is v'zeu psula chayzer lachsherei and nothing else. To which the Gemara answers, no. That diak is only to be mamayit krum sha'ala machmas hamakabereya. Because over there, the regular that is a makabereya, it becomes a treifa mi'ikra hadin. The krum wants to afterwards change it to being ice treifa, that's impossible. Masha'enkein lefi the shita of Ravina, it never actually became a treifa mi'ikra hadin. It was only midin gzeira. Therefore, in such a situation, it's possible to have a matziv where first it's going to be asr machmas achshash, and afterwards it's going to become back kosher like it was be'etzem ikra din the entire time when the sircha grows. Adkan, the three pirushim in the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Ravina. And in summary, the firashi, there's no yisaitistik machlekes between Rav Nachman and Ravina. It's just a question whether or not it has to be sarach to the basar or it's enough to be sarach to the tzlayis. The ikra is that it has to be neskayim. Lefi Taisvis, there's a Yisaitis Dekamachleikis, Lefi Rav Nachman, we never found the concept of Chayzer Lachsherei, whereas Lefi Ravina, we do. Whereas Lefi the Rashba, Lekuli Alma, they all agree to the Yisoid that there's no such thing as a Trefa being Chayzer L'Akshere. Because in Lamdas, that's impossible. It's only specifically here where Ravina had an extra safeguard Midrabanan that we can have such a Metzias that it's Chayzer L'Akshere. Ad kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. On this Daf Memches, we find three Hechatimtzes where there's a Nekev, but a neighboring Aver covers up and is Seisim the Nekev, and through that it becomes kosher. One example is the Inyan that we just spoke about, Reish and Nikva V'Daif and Seismasa. The second example is what the Gemara brings afterwards, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Marish and Nikva V'Kaveit Seismasa is Kshera. And the third example can be found on the Femches Amad Beis, where the Gemara talks about a Machat Shenimtzes Bereya, and the Gemara says that it's kosher if we can assume that the machat came through the simpon of the kana. And the Gemara asks the question, even if it came through the simpon of the kana, haray, the machat wasn't found in the simpon. The machat was found in the basar of the reya. So it must have pierced through the simpon to the basar, and because of that it should be a treifa. And the Gemara brings to back up that kasha, the memra of Rab Nachman, va'amar Rab Nachman, hai simpuna de reya, the inkiv, treifa. If you find a nekev in the simpon of the reya, which is the hemshach of the kana, it's a treifa. And the Gemara answers, hahu l'chavera yitmar. And Rashi explains, if you find the nekev that it goes from one simpon to the next simpon, that's going to be a treifa. But if the nekev in the simpon is right next to the basar, like Rashi, it's masber, it's the hemshach of the simpon after the pitzol, and there, right next to the simpon is their basar. So if there's a hole in the simpon, that's going to be covered over and nistam I did the basar of the reya. So there also it's going to be kosher. Now, in the first way, Chetimtzes, in the case of reish and nikva v'daivin seismasa, and the case of marish and nikva v'akavit seismasa, the Gemara brings down that lu yitzuir, there is a hole in the daivin, right next to where the hole is in the reya. So then it's going to be treifa. And so too, if there's a hole in the kaved, right near where there's a hole in the mara, so that the kaved is no longer seisim, the hole in the mara, the halacha is that it's going to be a treifa. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara even asks the kashe, listening to kubas adayfin. And the Mishnah should say, another hechatimtz of a treifa, where there's a hole in the daifin. Because in this case, that the hole in the daifin is adjacent to the hole in the reya, it's going to be a treifa. And the Gemara says, hu adin, for that matter, the Mishnah could have also said, Nekuvas HaKaved, to which the Gemara answers that the Mishnah only says trefis that are trefis minei, machmas that chesaron itself. But over here, the lav minei mitrefa, even if there's a hole in the daifin and in the kaved, the trefis doesn't come from the daifin and the kaved themselves. It comes from the fact that now the hole in the reya is no longer nistam and the hole in the mara is no longer listam. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say it. Now, the Paiskim have a shaila as follows. This that we say that if there's a hole in the daifin, or a hole in the kaved, that therefore there's no longer a stima and it's a treifa, yesh lachkor, what kind of hole are we talking about? One side is we're talking about a hole that goes mi'aver el aver. The daifin has a hole through and through. So memela, now the neck of the reya is totally exposed. And hu adin, the hole in the kaved goes mi'aver el aver, through and through, so that now the neck of the tzindamara is totally exposed. And therefore, obviously, it's a treifa. The second side that the Paiskim have is that no. Even if the hole in the daifin or the hole in the kaved do not go me'ever lever, it's just a small hole, but immediately adjacent to where the nekev is in the reya or in the mara, there is no filler, there's nothing to plug up that hole, because right there, the daifin is also chaser, and the kaved is also chaser. Therefore, it's going to be a treifa as well, because the stima is not a kosher stima. In order that it should be a stima, it has to be a stima gemura, it has to be totally plugged up. Being that there's a mixas nekev right there, it doesn't work as a stima, and it's going to be a treifa, although it doesn't go through me'aver el aver. These are the two tzadim in the Paiskim. Now, as far as the nekev and the daifin is concerned, it's not really a shayla lemaisa, because we mentioned what Ravina says, v'hu desavach bevisra. Which means to say, the only time that we rely on the daifin to protect the nekuvas areya is only if there's a sircha and it's Tzavich, it attaches the Daifin and the Basar of the Daifin to the Reya. Im Kain, it's impossible to have a Chatimsa where there's actually any bit of a hole, even not Me'ever Lever, in the Daifin. Because if there's going to be some Chasarn over there, Akapanim is not going to be Tzavich. And if it's not Tzavich, it's anyway not a good steam of Aliasa, because it doesn't really hold it together. Therefore, in regards to the Reya, it's Bechlal not Negea, because any bit of a hole is Akapanim, Trefa mitzad the fact that it's not Tzavich. The Shaila just remains in the case of the Kaved and the Mara. Do we say that the only time a Nekev in the Kaved, Lahadei, the Nekev of the Mara, is Trefa, is only if it's Me'evar Lever, or even if it's a small hole right adjacent to the Mara, it's also going to be a Trefa. And the emesis, on the tzad that you don't need a neck of me'ever laver, we can have the same shaila in regards to the echatim tzamim chesam and beis. If you need a neck of me'ever laver, so it's obvious that it's not a gay of this shaila, because a neck of me'ever laver in the reya is going to be a trade from mitzad atzma in a kuvas reya. But if you don't need a neck of me'ever laver, what would be an echatim tzamim where you have a neck of in the simpun, and the basar that's right next to the simpun, that's meant to be a stima in the simpun, has a small nick in it, a small chisaron in the inside, v'oifen, that it's not seisim, the nekev of the simple nagamri. But the nekev is not there me'evar al ever. So if you say the second side of the chakira, there too it's going to be a trefer. So in regards to the shaila, by the nekev of the simple, where the basar of the reya is seisim it, there's a tvu ashar in simon lamed vav, sifkat lamed hei, that he's medayik in Rashi, that that's going to be problematic. Because Rashi explains, what's the mila of a nekev in the simple next to the basar? Zela shaynai. Aval nikev la'achar pitzulei berachek. Basar ha-reya shehurach. Nichnas le-nekev umegin alav. The basar of the reya, which is soft, unlike a simple when there's a nekev from the simple nachaveroi, and therefore it's nichnas le-nekev, goes into the nekev to be megin. Mashman from Rashi that we need a stima gemura on the nekev, and it's not enough the fact that we just don't have a nekev me'aver el-aver. Though, what is going to be the halacha in regards to a nekev in the kaved, ba'ifin that it's next to the nekev in the mara? Alpi pashtus, once we see the tvoas shor's diak in regards to a nekev in the simpun, so we see that in order to be a kosher estima, it has to be a stima gemura, so that there's no nekev anymore. So l'chayra hu adin in regards to the nekev of the mara, we should say the same thing, that if the kaved has a small hole, not me'ever laver, that also would not suffice as a stima. However, Reb Shlaima Kluger, in his Chuvis, Tuv Tam Vedas, Tinyana, Chuva Kuflamid Gimel, he's Ma'irer, B'Seifa Chuva, that there's a Makim Lahakal in regards to this. Because he says, the aside of the Trefus of Marash Nikva is, that Aidei the Nekev, the Mei HaMara, what's known in English as the bile, it drips out of the Mara, and that's what makes it a Trefa. But in a case where the Nekev of the Mara goes straight into a nekev in the kaved, so the meha mara is going to drip into the kaved. That, zakt Reb Shlaima Kluger, is for sure going to be kosher. And I have a right to that, says Reb Shlaima Kluger. Because in Shulchan Aruch Simon Membeis, we paskin b'shem de behag, that what happens if you open up an animal and we don't see the mara b'chlal? Zakt Shulchan Aruch, we can taste the kaved, and if we taste a meriris, a bitterness in the kaved, the animal is kosher. Because we could assume that the mara was nivla in the kaved, and in such a chatimsa, the animal is kosher. So we see that even though the mara does not remain an aver b'fnei atzmai, it was nivla inside the kaved, that still functions as a kosher mara. So too, if the meha mara drip into the kaved, Zokter Shlaima Kluger, that's not going to be any worse than that. If anything be kol shekein, it's going to be kosher, because the mara and the kaved work together in tandem, and therefore it's going to be kosher. The only hechatimtze that marish and nikva, and the kaved is also nikev lahadah, that it's going to be trefa, is only if the kaved has a nekev through and through. And it's different than what we find in regards to the nekev of the simpa. However, the emes is that there's a Rambam that's quite mefurish, not like that. And Reb Shlaima Kluger himself makes mention of it. Zot the Rambam v'zel l'shainer. It's in Hilchas Shechita, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. Mara shenikva v'kaved seismasa ksheira. Says the Rambam, however, v'im loy nistam ha-nekev, afa pisha usamech l'kaved, treifa. What does the Rambam mean to be Maisef? L'chayre, the Rambam means to be Maisef exactly this. The Rambam means to Mechadish that even though the Kavit is next to the Mara, Ba'ifin, that there's no hole through and through, but if it's not Ba'ifin, that it's Nistam HaNekev, that's not a Kosher Estima. Mamish this Shaila, and we see from the Rambam that a Nekev that does not go Me'ever Le'ever is still going to be problematic. Now L'chayre, what we need to understand is where did the Rambam get this from? Because the klal is that the Rambam either quotes the Gemara, or if he's saying his own personal chiddush, he says Yirali. If the Rambam says this as a davar pashut, l'chayri is getting it b'kayach the Gemara. Where is this mevur in the Gemara? So for this, we can be mafarish. I'll be a different shtickle of Reb Shlomo Kluger, also in Tshuvas Tuvtam Vadas Tinyana. This is in Tshuva Kuflamidei. Zok Reb Shlomo Kluger a davar naira. Be'emes, the Gemara's question. Listening to Kuvas HaDaifin and listening to Kuvas HaKaved is Tzarech Bir. Because even though the Gemara and the Havamina held that although the Treifas is not Machmas HaDaifin and Machmas HaKaved, it still belongs to be an extra phrase in the Mishnah, but Akapanim, there has to be some Chidush Din in order for the Mishnah to say it. Now, Bishlam in the case of Nikuvas HaDaifin, there is a Chidush Din. Because like we explained, that Nikuvas HaDaifin doesn't need to be a Nekev Me'ever le'ever, as long as it isn't Savich anymore, it's already going to be a Treifa. So that's a Chiddush Din. The Chiddush Din is that although the hole in the Reya is not totally exposed, because there is a Daif in there which doesn't have a Nekev Me'ever le'ever, that's also going to be a Treifa, because there's a partial Nekev, and it's missing the Savich. But in regards to Marish and Nikvah V'Kavit Seis Masa, if we're going to say, like the Tzad that we had before, that even if there's a small hole in the covet, it's not a treifa. It's only a treifa if the hole goes me'aver al-aver and the nekev of the mar is totally exposed. There's no chiddush din to that bechlal. That's a pashat amara shenikva. We have a mara that has a hole with absolutely no covering whatsoever. It's totally exposed. Why is that a chiddush bechlal, and why should the Mishnah say it at all? And the Gemara cannot possibly say, uletaymeich, according to your question of listening to kuvas adayfin, it should also say Nekuvas HaKaved. They're very different. The question of Nekuvas HaDaifin is a much stronger question than the question of Nekuvas HaKaved, which isn't a question at all. Elamai, Zok Reb Shlomo Kluger, and Tuv Tam Vadas, this is a Raya Brura to what the Rambam says, that when the Gemara says that Ilo Inkev Kaved Lahada, it's a Treifa, obviously we're not talking about Ba'ifin that the Nekev makes, that the Nekuvas HaMar is totally 100% exposed. Avada, we're talking about only a small Nekev, and still it's a Treifa. And the aside is, because in order to be a proper stima sanekev, it has to mamish be seisim anekev. It can't just block the nekev so that it isn't 100% exposed. You need a stima gemura, just like we saw in Rashi later in regards to the stima of the basar of the reya in the simpon. Now, ulai, we could be maisif a little lumdus to this nakuda, because if we have a nekev, which that nekev is essentially a treifa, even if the metzias is that it's protected, but if it's protected from an outside source, it's protected from a chelik of the daifin or the kaved or the reya, which is further along, that doesn't take away the shem treifas. The treifas is a treifas misad atzmai, and there's an external mugain, there's an external protection which stops it from dying, but that's not going to make it be kosher. Masha'enkein, if it's saisim mamish, a stima gemura, where the basar goes into the nekev, like Rashi says, that's going to be considered as if the nekev is not here, and it's batal the shem treifa. Ulai. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter. I'd like to be mahana the oilam with an interesting point. It's not negeya the ikr sugya, but it comes up in this daf. The Gemara brings down a story, Omar Rava, ki av mesginon basrei de Rav Nachman, I was walking behind Rav Nachman, b'shuka de galdoi, v'ami lo b'shuka de rabbanon, etc. Shuka de Galdoi, Rashi says Ratzanin. That's skin tanners. But Rashi doesn't explain what does it mean, Shuka de Rabbanan. So Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara says, Shuka de Rabbanan mizavni chevtzayu. Kinnereth was a shuk, which was set up so that the Rabbanan could sell their items. Now, the same setup is brought down in the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Chavdal and Amud Beis, also where Rava was walking behind Rav Nachman, and the Gemara brings down Beshuka de Galdoi, Va'amrila Beshuka de Rabbanon. Now the story over there was that Rava asked Rav Nachman, if he finds an arnak in this place, a wallet, what's the halacha? And Rav Nachman answered that it's Hare'elu Shaloi. Now there's a machlekes Rishayim why it's Hare'elu Shaloi. Rabbeinu Chananel over there learns that Be'emes, the place was Rav Yisrael. Nevertheless, it's Hare'elu Shaloi because it's Mokayim Sharabim Mitzuyin Sham. Ayin Sham in the Sugya, the Gemara has a Shaila about that. However, the Taisus Rosh over there, Afim Platz, says that obviously it was Rav Akum. So it's interesting that we have a Shukad Rabbanan, which Rabbeinu Gershom is Mefarish that it means that it was a place that was Meyuchad where Rabbanan should sell their wares, and still it was Rav Akum. So Aruch Leimar, the Rav Kainim of the Rabbanan were Akum. However, there's a very interesting pshat over there, which is brought down on a sefer called Shita Mekavetzas Haner, B'Shem Demaritz Geus, one of the Rishayim. And he says, Azai, that Be'emes, Shukad Rabbanan was also a Shuk of skin tanners, people who worked with leather. And what they used to do is they used to make shoes. And they used to make shoes for the feet of Gaisha women. And when the Gaisha woman used to come and try on the shoes, these Yiddish leather workers would not look up at the Gaisha woman. And because of the fact that they were Maisif Kedusha and didn't look at these women, therefore they were called Rabbanim. Adkan Dvar Vaniflaim of the Maritz Geus. And the Emes says this is reminiscent of a famous Gemara in Arvi Psachim, and Daf Kufid Gimel. The Gemara over there says that there are Gimel, there are three people which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machrez Aleim Ba'atzmei Kol Yoim. And one of them, the Gemara is Masber, is Azoivi Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Ishiya, Davi Ushchafi Ba'arad Yisrael. They were shoemakers in Arad Yisrael, V'yosvu B'shukah de Zainis, and they sat in the Shuk of Zainis. And even though the Gaisha woman, the Zionist, is to come and try on the shoes, they didn't pick up their eyes to look at them. And the Gemara over there says that they used to make a shvua mumaisi hachi b'chayehain derabbanan kadishay ba'arad Yisrael. So we already see such a dogma that was a shuk where the Rabbanan, where Chashav Yidin used to sell shoes. And their special chashivas was mitzad the fact that when the Gaisha woman used to come to try on the shoes, they didn't look at them. And that's also the pshat of the Maritz Geis in the Arsugya, which is why it got the distinction of being called Shuka Derabanan. And according to that, we can understand why Be'emes was Rav Gayim, was made for Gayisha woman to buy shoes. But it was called Shuka Derabanan on account of this extra Kedusha, which the Retz Onin used to display. Ad Kan, a Meridike Geshmake, important side Nakuda. And now let's go weiter to the next Indian. The Gemara brings down a case of Machat Shenimtzis Berea. And on this there's a machlekes between the Rabbanon de Machshari and the Rabbanon de Treifoi. The Rabbanon that are Machshari are Biechen and Rabbalaz and Rabbanina, and the Rabbanon Treifoi are Rishlokish, Ramani Bar Patish, and Rab Shimon ben Eliyakim. Now the Gemara explains that this whole machlekes is in a case where we found the Machat in a Rea that's still Sholem. But what happens if we find the Machat in a Chitucha de Rea, a piece of a Rea? L'kuli Alma, it's a treifa. Now we have to be masber, what's the machlekes, and what's the difference between if you find it in a rea shlema or in a chitucha de rea. Now there's a machlekes, Rashi and Taisvis, what the ikar chshash over here is, what is it possible that the macha did, which on account of that we should be metarifit. Rashi shita is that we're chayshish, that the way the macha came to the rea, is that be'emes was nivla derech haveshet, was swallowed through the food pipe, and then it punctured a hole in the dakin, in the intestines, and then punctured a hole in the rea, and that's how it got into the rea. Whereas the tzad that it's kosher is simpuna naked vasai, it went through the kana, somehow got swallowed into the windpipe, and that's how it landed into the rea. However, shita sataisus v'divya maschol dilma is that we're not chayshish that it got into the rea derech haveshet b'chlal, and he's mechiyach it from the Gemara later, ein kan mekayim lehasber hizaychacha. But rather the chshash is that even though we see that the machat somehow got swallowed up into the kana and went straight into the rea, but maybe now that it lodged into the rea, it's possible that it got pushed and it pricked its way through the rea and it made a hole in the rea. And then afterwards, it went back into the rea where it is now. Whereas the tzad that it's kosher is that we're not chayshish for that, and simpuna nakat v'asai, where it is where it was the entire time, and it did not make a hole in the rea. Now, let's first be Masber Shitas HaTaisus, because that's the easier one. Shitas HaTaisus, we know, like we spoke about earlier in the shir, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and also Masech the Beit Daf Chafei, is that a Suffolk Treifa we go Lekula. And like we are Masber B'Shem the Shev Shmaitze, because he does not hold that Mechzakina Mi Isser Le'Isser, so there's no Cheskas Isser, but there is a Cheskas Heter, therefore, generally speaking, we go Lekula. That will be Masber over here, the Shita of the Rabbanan de Machshari. What's Pshat in the Rabbanan de Treifai? And also, what's the Pshat that everybody holds that if you find a Machan in a Chitucha Dereya, that it's going to be a Treifa? So Tzarech Leimar simply, that because we found a machat lodged into the Reya, it's quite matzui that it should pierce its way through the Reya and make a hole. Therefore, based on that, we do not rely on the Cheskas Heter, and we're Chayshish, and the Rabbanan de Trifai hold that we have to be Matrifit Misafik. And even the Rabbanan de Machshri also agree that B'makim where he found it in a Chitucha de Reya, we have to be Chayshish for that. The reason why they hold that if you found it in a Reya Shlema that we're not Chayshish, is because Lemaisa, the Reya is Lefanenu, and we checked it, we blow it up, and we see that there's no hole. So we would have to explain why we can't find a hole, if there really is a hole. Based on that, we could be Samech on this Bedika, and hold that it's Kosher Misafik. Whereas the Rabban and the Trefai hold that it's enough of a Chshash, that even if we check it and we don't find a hole, we're Chayshish that Be'emes, there is a hole, and for whatever reason, we can't locate it, the Bedika wasn't done properly, or that a Sircha plugged it up, which cannot be located. Ad kan the pshat according to Shita Sotaisvas. According to the Shita of Rashi, we find two Pirushim within the Shita of Rashi. Firstly, the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer bases his pshat on the Lashon of Rashi towards the end of Divya Mascha L'Chavera Yitmar. Rashi says, Reiv ha-Nivloin, e-Nivloin, el-Adera Chaveshet. This is a line of Rashi which is brought down extensively in the Paiskim. Rashi is being koveya that reiv nevloin, reiv things that are swallowed up into the goof of the animal, came derech haveshet. Memeila zok tichsam sefer, that be'emes we have a koyach of reiv that tells us that this animal is a treifa. Because if we find it in the reya, and al pi reiv, it came into the goof of the animal derech haveshet, how did it get from there to there? Obviously through making a nekev. Mitzad chen zok tichsam sefer, be'emes, the Gemara says earlier in the first parak, and we mentioned it earlier in this year, that reiv behemoth are not treifas. But, over here that we found a machat in the goof of the animal, this is yotze michalal reiv. It's a reyes in the reiv, because reiv animals don't have a machat somewhere in their reya. So we don't have a reiv to tell us that it's not a treifa. But, we do have a koyach of chazaka, cheskas aguf, to tell us that this nekev wasn't made. Because the animal was born without a nekev, ayide the machat, and the question is if at a later point, this machat made the nekev. The Cheskas Aguf tells us that there was no nekev made, and it's kosher. So we have a reiv that tells us that it's a treifa, and a Cheskas Aguf that tells us that it's not. The klal and shas is, ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. So therefore, be'emes, we should go bas a reiv, and we should make it a treifa. And that's the pshat in the Rabbanan de Treifai, and that's the pshat l'kuli yama, why it's treifa if we find it in the chetucha dereya. What's the pshat in Rabbanan de Machshari? So the Chassam Sofer, similar to what we said earlier in Taisus, because we made a bedika over here and we didn't find the hole, this that we didn't find the hole, be'emes, shows us that it's not mistaber that it actually made a nekev. So that betziruf to Cheskas Aguf becomes stronger than the koyach of the reif. And the Chassam Sofer says that ulai this is shayach to yisoid of the rivash that says that even though ruba v'chazakas, ruba is adif, but if you have two chazakas, that's stronger than the reif. Here too we have the Cheskas Aguf, and we also have the Svara that if we made a Bedika, Pashas, our Bedika was done properly, and no Sircha is there, which we can't notice, and therefore Mestame, a Nekev is not there. Those two Kaychas together work stronger than the Reif. Adkan the Pshat of the Chassam Sofer. This is also going with the Hanacha, that Behemes, every Suffolk Treifa, we should go Lekula. And it's only over here that we have a special Reiv, because Reiv and Avloin, Ein Avloin El Derech HaVeshet, which that Koyach of the Reiv goes Keneged the Cheskas Heter, and the only way to break that is to be Mitzarev together with the Cheskas Heter, this Svara of the fact that we did a Bedika and we can't find a hole. That's the Pshat of the Chassam Sofer, Aliba the Shitas Rashi. But the emes is that Rashi himself is not Mashma like that. Rashi's Mashma that this that he says, that Reiv and Avloin, Ein Avloin, El Derech HaVeshet, that's not meant to be a full-fledged koyach and a psak din of rev over here. But rather, that's a svara to create a reyase, which on account of that, we shouldn't be samech on the cheskas heter. And that's Rashi's lashon, v'zel l'shayne at the end of the v'yamatzva l'chaveri yitmar. Da'achzuki reyase le'machzikinon, we're not machzik a reyase, ilayas chazik, unless it is a chazik reyase, kegoin hecha de'lesa l'reya l'kamon, like in the case where it's only a chetucha de'reya, da'al karcha chazoke hizu, there we are machzik reyase, sh'rev ha'nevloin, el'nevloin, el'aderach ha'veshet. I was mayrich to read out the words of Rashi, to point out that the Lashon of Rashi is clear that it's not a full-fledged din of reiv, but rather this just creates that there should be a cheskas reyes alefaneinu. So what's the pshat of Rashi in the sugya? So we're going to explain it with 3 points. First, we're going to be masber, why be'emes, if it's true, that reiv and avloin and avloin el derech aveshet, why isn't there a koyach of reiv that says it's a treif over here? And the answer to that, l'chayra, is because although it's true that reiv and avloin ain't avloin el derech aveshet, but in most cases, things that are nivla derech aveshet are found in the veshet or in the stomach that the veshet leads into. The fact that we found it now in the reya is a reyusa in the etzem reiv that says that it's nivla derech aveshet, and that lends us a reason to think that maybe this came through the kana and not through the veshet. So the kayach of the reiv has be'emes a reyusa. So what is this inyan of reiv over here? This inyan of reiv is just the inyan of reyusa. That idea, the fact that Reiv and Avloin ain't Avloin derech aveshet, that's ma'ir to us a reyesa, hey, maybe be'emes it is a treifa over here. And we're going to be masber it more be'emshach. The second akuda that we want to speak out is that be'emes, shitas Rashi, as we spoke about earlier in the Shir Tadaf Mem Gimel, is that machzakinon mi'isr le'isr. Azoy shteit in Rashi in Masech Tebeitza Daf Chafei. And if we hold machzakinon mi'isr le'isr, so l'chayra al pipashas, like we spoke out from the Shev Shmaitza, so too, by every suffix treifa, Rashi should hold, like the Shita of the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Ran and Daf Yud, that hold that a suffix treifa is also b'chazkas iser, because machzakinon mi'isr le'isr. And even if we say that keneged that, there's a cheskas aguf to be matir, so there's a chazaka keneged a chazaka, and we should go l'chumra, and we didn't sveka the rice of l'chumra, like we spoke about earlier in this shir. So be'emes, Shitas Rashi should be that the default is that b'makam, if we have a suffix, if there's a treifa or not, it should be usur misuffix. This brings us to the third nakuda. That the emes is this, that b'makam suffix, we should usur, that's only if there's a suffix lefanenu. There's a reason to be mistopic. So we say there's a chazaka connected chazaka, suffix daraisa lechumra. But be'emes, if there's no reisa lefanenu to be mistopic, Zok Rashi, Achzuki Reyes, Alei Machzakinon. We're not Mistabka B'chlal, we don't clear a suffix. Mechatesa, that we should think that this animal is a treifa. So in order to be Ma'ira a suffix, we have to have a Reyes Lefanenu. Therefore, Zok Rashi, when we find a Machat Lefanenu, B'chitucha de Reya, for example, that's considered that there is a Reyes Lefanenu. Like Rashi's Lashon is that we quoted earlier, that Achzuki Reyes, Alei Machzakinon, Eloi is Chazik, unless it is a Chazik, like in this case, that there's less l'reya l'kamon, da'al korcha chazoke hizu, there is a cheskas reya s'lefanenu, sh'rev ha'nevloin, ein nevloin el derech haveshet. So if you find a machat in a piece of a reya, and the metzias doch is that rev ha'nevloin, ein nevloin el derech haveshet, although it's not a full-fledged din of a reiv, but al kaponim, there is definitely a reya s'lefanenu, that's mo'er a suffix to us, and we're back to the klal, that suffix treifa, we go l'chumra. What about in a case where we have a reya shlema? So the Rabbanan and the Trefai hold the same thing. If we find a machat in the reya, and reiv and avloin ain't avloin el derech aveshet, it's considered a reyasa, and therefore we're machmer. What's the pshat in the Rabbanan and the Machshari? So Rashi explains, but if you're maschel, sampuna nakavay soy, vizela shaynay, va'afo pisha ain't derech a kanan of leya, afilo hachi, hayil de isa l'reya kamon, v'loi chazinan de ninkava, because we have the Reya Lefanenu, and we're looking at the Reya, and we see that we don't see that there's a hole. Reya Sadalei Chazinan, Lei Machzakinan. That's called the Reya Sadalei Chazinan. If we have a Reya in front of us, and we don't see the effects of the Machat, that makes that in effect, there is no Reya. It's as if there's no Reya Lefanenu B'chlal, and without a Reya, Echzuki Reya Sadalei Machzakinan, and we're going to say that it's kosher. Adkan the Pshat HaMavur Mitoich, Divrei Rashi in our sugya. Hayyotze, that we have three pirushim in the sugya. Shita Sataisis, which we started with, was that the suffix isn't if it came derech aveshet. The suffix is, now that the machat is inside the reya, did it prick the reya and make a hole or not? And that's a shayla, is that enough of a chshash to go connected the cheskas heter or not? Shita's Rashi, however, is that the tzad to be matrif is because it came derech aveshet and reivan evloin ein evloin el derech aveshet. But how we learn that and how we understand the cheshbon of the Gemara, that's mitli tali lefi the mahalach of the Chassam Sofer and lefi the mahalach of Rashi hamavur mitach divrei Rashi atzmai. Lefi the Chassam Sofer, we start with the fact that a suffix treifa were makel because of the cheskas aguf. Keneged that we have a koyach arayv ruva v'chazuka ruva adif. And keneged that, the Rabbanan and the Makshri hold that there's a svara, that we fact that we were baidek and we didn't see a hole, that's mitzarif to the cheskas aguf, and it's adif over the rive. That's the fidach sam sefer. Whereas the firashi, be'emes, we start with the default that a suffix treifa we have to be machmer, because machzakinam iser l'iser. But if there's no reyese, so we don't clear a suffix, and therefore we are mekel. The function of the rive over here is sakakol to make a reyese. Now we're back to the fact that suffix treifa is the chumra. The function of the fact that we don't see a hole when we make a bedika, that takes away the reyese, and therefore we're back to the situation that it achzuki reyese lemachzukinon, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Adkan this shikol and adkan the shir from Masechta Chulin daf memches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.